Romans chapter 11, verse 33, listen to this. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God. How about that? How deep, how wide, how large are the riches, the wisdom and knowledge of Almighty God. That's Romans chapter 11, verse 33. Happy Sunday. Can you believe that we are, 19 days into the month of May? We are flying along. Welcome to Sunday Worship. I am your host, Joey Kroll. Go ahead, pour yourself another cup of coffee. Let's prepare our hearts and minds on Jesus. This program is all about Him. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. Let's start things off this morning with Kirk Kirkland. It's Leaning on the Everlasting Arms, right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
Everlasting God.
magnifying the beautiful name of Jesus. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday Worship today. And the story's been told of a poor girl who once wandered into the queen's garden and asked the gardener if she could purchase some flowers for her sick mother. And the gardener could not give the flowers away and told the girl that the queen did not have any flowers for sale. But the queen overheard the conversation and told the girl that she did not have any flowers for sale, but she would give some to the girl. She then gave the girl some rare roses and told her to tell her mother that they were from the queen. Friend, God does not sell salvation. He gives it freely to all who ask. Matthew chapter 8, verse 10, freely you have received, freely give.
Remember me in a Bible cracked and faded by the years. Remember me in a sanctuary filled with silent prayer.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows.
That's right. It is well. It is well with my soul. That's Lifeway Worship today. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Worship. I pray that you're having yourself just a wonderful weekend. My name is Joey Kroll. I hope you have a chance to connect with this radio ministry on Facebook. Connect with us, Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. And I'll tell you what, it's so good to see young people giving glory to God. Not just privately, but publicly as well. Wemerson Mesoa, who's 19, actually thankful to be back at a high school because at the beginning of the year, he was in a medically induced coma after being hit by a car. Yeah, this is out of Medford, Massachusetts, and his absence was felt by everyone, including his teachers, classmates. Many of them said that he was such a great encourager, a great motivator. Encourage people to be kind and do their best, and went through physical therapy. He's back on his feet. He's completing extra schoolwork, and it looks like he's going to be graduating on time. And I love what he says here. He says, I cannot wait to get my diploma and go to college. I feel like God has blessed me. Psalm 95, verse 1 says, oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Friend, let's give him all the glory.
Power, breath, and living water.
Phillips, Craig, and Dean today here on Sunday Worship and the Revelation Song. Hey, good morning. My name is Joey Kroll. I'm enjoying this cup of coffee here with you today. And a young boy went to the local store with his mother. And the shop owner kindly handed him a large jar of suckers and invited him to help himself to a handful, free of charge. But the boy held back. He held back. So the shop owner pulled out a handful for him. When outside, the boy's mother asked him why he'd suddenly been so shy and wouldn't take a handful of suckers himself when offered. And the boy replied, "Mom, because his hand is much bigger than mine." Isn't that great? Fred, God's hand is so much bigger than ours. He can do so much more with our life than we can. Just trust him with it today. Merriam-Webster, and He Has Made Me Glad. Well, friend, thank you so much for tuning in to Sunday Worship today, right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. Coming up tonight, I hope you are able to join me. I'll be the special guest speaker at Oak Grove Separate Baptist Church in Oakland, Illinois, tonight at 6 p.m. I'm going to be talking about why I believe the Bible, and so should you. That's tonight at Oak Grove Separate Baptist Church in Oakland, Illinois, at 6 p.m. tonight. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.